Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to Hour 2, everybody. This is Rich Sheban from Montana sitting in for Vincent Fennelli. And our guest today is Gwyneth Isaacs. And Gwyneth, you've shown a lot of courage, guts, and bravery today. I can see how frustrated you are because of your love for your country, of your love for freedom and liberty. And especially for us Americans, our Constitution, which is in jeopardy, and I feel, Vince and I have talked about this many times, our next 6 months through the election, through November 3rd, is going to say whether that freedom, liberty, and Constitution is going to still be in play. And we have Donald Trump inherited a very unsustainable, illegitimate, no rule of law bought and paid for system. And he's trying to fix it. And, you know, he calls it the swamp. And, of course, that's very appropriate. And it's the agenda that's been caused by the Democrats, who were more in bed with China than their own country. And they're doing everything against Trump, against patriots, against the freedom, against the rule of law, which is our Constitution. And it's created a chain reaction. But before I mention some of those things, which is obviously happening all over the Western world, including Australia, you, before the break, you were going to comment on my comments, and I'm going to have you do that right now, if you don't mind. Gwyneth?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Now, I want to ask these people to do something that they're actually really, really good at, and that is acting in their own self-interest. Okay, these people are selfish to the hilt. They love their fast cars. They love their golf club memberships and their yachts and all the rest of it, all the trappings of their life that they've been able to obtain by selling out. But I want to give them a heads up, if they have ears to hear, that when the Chinese come in to Australia and to other places, they will not receive a pat on the head from the Chinese. They will be treated like the traitors that they are, and they will have a very bad end at the hand of the Chinese, because the Chinese regard them with utter contempt, because they're traitors to their own country. And you might call the Chinese many, many things, but you could never call the Chinese dishonorable, okay? They are completely honorable to their own country and to their own, you know, political system. Their own political system has done them tremendous harm in the past, and yet most Chinese remain loyal to it. Most Chinese love China. And they regard people who cannot find the gonads to stand up for their own country with complete contempt. And I should point out, I actually really, really like China as a civilization and as a culture. They're one of the great cultures of the world, okay? And I have read The Art of War by Sun Tzu. And I have read, I regularly do Yi Ching readings, okay? I regularly do Chinese divination. That's what that means. And it's extraordinary that the Chinese were able to do this. And, you know, sometimes I have a print copy of the Yi Ching. I have a print copy of The Art of War, which in English, I can't read Chinese. It's too much, okay? It's like 5,000 characters, all individual, which you even need to learn just to read a newspaper. I can't really do that at this point in my life. I can do a lot of things, but that's a bit beyond me. But I read English translations of them, and I marvel at them. But I through studying The Art of War and through studying the Yi Ching, I have gained quite a good insight into the Chinese mind, and I find that they are highly honourable people, okay? And that they have a great sense of, like I say, just honour, just respect, okay? And the Australians don't. And, you know, that's sold out. And I can tell you, Australians, that when the Chinese come, when they see that you have betrayed your own people, your own country, your own culture, you are going to get no mercy from the Chinese. You think that you're going to get a pat on the head from them? You are very, very much mistaken. That is not how the Chinese operate. And anyone who is Australian, I would urge you to go to your local bookshop and get a hold of, or go to Amazon or anywhere. It's a very, very widely printed book, The Art of War by Sun Tzu. That's Suntzu. Get it off Amazon if you want. You know, give Jeff Bezos a paycheck if you want to. You know, but get it and read it. And you'll begin to understand how the Chinese think. You know, it's you're not going to get a pat on the head from them. You are definitely not. If you have any self-interest whatsoever, I'm talking to the Australians now and to the Americans who are working with them, you will begin to stand up for your country and you will begin to fight the Chinese. And I can guarantee you, if you fight the Chinese, you will get more honour and more respect from them than you have been getting, okay? Because the Chinese respect somebody who stands up for what is right. They respect somebody who is patriotic for their own country. If you are not patriotic for your own country, they regard you as being lower than a dog. And if there's anybody out there in the class, by the way, who knows about the Chinese culture, who wishes to tell me that I'm wrong, then they're free to call in and we'll have a discussion about it. And I believe the number is still 866-582-9933. Isn't that right, Rich? Are we able to take calls today?
No, I told the engineer, Gwyneth, that I'm not going to take calls, and the reason for that is nothing against me or you. It's the fact that I don't have the button. Okay, if somebody, because this show is on AM and FM as well as podcast, and if somebody starts doing four-letter words, we'll get in trouble with the FCC. So I told them that I'm not going to take any calls today. And that's okay.
If they want to call up in a future broadcast on another Wednesday, and if they know about the Chinese culture, they're quite happy to call in and discuss with me. You've got the Chinese people wrong, that's not what they're like, blah, 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 blah. But before you do, I should say that one of my mentors at the University of Melbourne was Professor Victor Prescott, who was a senior Australian diplomat to China and was a fluent Cantonese and Mandarin speaker. He's passed on now. God rest his soul. He was a very fine gentleman. And at one time, Professor Prescott actually wrote me a letter of reference. So So I was a student who would go into his office and actually ask him questions when I was unsure of something. And we had many conversations together. This was my one of my main people that I learned about the Chinese culture from was Professor Victor Prescott. Okay? So, and anyone can, you know, anyone can look up on Wikipedia who he is, or do an internet search on who he is or was, and they'll see. Okay? He is a very, very eminent China scholar here in Australia, or was. He passed on a number of years ago now. But, yeah, that's how it is. And all that I'm trying to say is wake up. If you think that the yachts, the fast cars, the parties, and so on and so forth is going to continue after the Chinese, God forbid that they should take over. They're brutal. But if you are selling out to the Chinese thinking that they're going to pat you on the head when they, if and when they take over, you are very much mistaken because that's not how they operate. They will tell you till the cows come home. Oh, yes, you're good. Oh, yes, you'll get a high position. Yes, you do. And in reality, they're laughing at you. They're holding you in contempt. Okay? So you need to get a hold of a copy of The Outer War by Sun Tzu, and you need to get a hold of a copy of The I Ching, and you need to take the approach of King Wen, okay, who defended his own territory against the sons of Shang, okay? And I'm saying this because people who study Chinese culture will know exactly what I'm saying. For anyone who doesn't, they can email me and I will happily enlighten them. But you can just even, like I say, anything is searchable these days on the internet. Go and look it up for yourself. Go and look up King Wen and the Sons of Shang. And that you'll find out what I'm talking about. Yeah, yep. This that's how they operate. In a nutshell. They have
all the shadow batting and the deplatforming and the algorithms of censoring and surveillance, sometimes it is difficult to find truth on the internet because a lot of our traitors has been big tech. We've had a lot of issues with our lawyers, judges, politicians, and bankers selling out the little people and having people justify and rationalize certain behaviors under the guise of equality, fairness, tolerance, and diversity, and demanding the bars of standards and expectations being lowered for a job, demanding no rights or restitution for people under the rule of law have been affected, while enabling and protecting the most corrupt companies in the country and the world with a liability immunity. So when you look at traitors in general, Gwyneth, when every country or government is taken over, the traitors, the people who ask for and demand the lowering of bars and expectations and justify and rationalize, you know, a lot of these behaviors being with the sold-out lawyers, judges, politicians, and bankers in this country, they're usually the first to be taken out because they can't be trusted.
That's right. And the invading army knows that. So they're usually the first ones, sometimes even literally on the chopping block.
Folks, we'll be right back after the break. Thanks again for being here. We're with Gwyneth Isaacs. We'll be back on the other side.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Rich Sheeman from Montana sitting in for Vincent Finelli, and I'm with Gwyneth Isaacs. Gwyneth, I want to tell you what President Trump and the Patriots are going through right now and the chain reaction that's occurred. And I mentioned this yesterday. I'm going to do it today. And I want your comment on that, which will probably be the last half hour of the show. But the Democrat agenda and how they never let a crisis go to waste is they want to crash the economy, obviously, delegitimize work. They want forced austerity, no representation for the little guy. They want to eliminate free markets and supply and demand. They want to eliminate cash and basically create a government centralized crypto or centralized something so they can even control commerce. They want to stop all patriotic peaceful assembly with the help of big tech, which we've mentioned many times in the show. They want to control all technology, the technocracy, with China, along with the United Nations, the World Health Organization, Hollywood, Soros, Gates, and all the other bad players. They want to, we're now in the worst unemployment ever. They want social distancing to make us submissive to break our will. They want to eliminate the legitimacy of real voting and do voting by mail so they can rig the outcome. We have increased domestic violence and depression. They want to eliminate the Constitution, freedom, liberty, and the rule of law. They are literally creating food shortages by breaking the chain of supply and creating starvation, not just in this country, but around the world. They want to continue with fake information from the mainstream media, which is totally non-legitimate and credible. They want to depopulate the world. They want to eliminate free speech. They want forced vaccines to lower our immune system so we can have immunity passports. They want forced lockdowns, house arrest, while construction of new 5G towers, which is basically making us more sick by destroying our immune system. And unemployment right now is like 23%. And this delegitimization of work, especially through divide and conquer strategies and political correctness, where they got so many people purposely trying to legitimize their group, their hyphen, their pronouns, while demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. Now, so this is what President Trump and the Patriots are dealing with. And I'm not trying to say that President Trump shouldn't do what you're saying. I'm just saying that it looks like everybody's plate is pretty full right now when you inherit a system that is basically sold to the highest bidder and illegitimate. Gwyneth, your comments.
Okay. I can see that that is so, but, you know, all I'm trying to do is say that this is so easy to solve. Okay, it's going to just require a what do you call it in your country, a presidential order, you know, that will basically we own Australia. This is what the president could say. So we own Australia. It's registered on the Securities and Exchange Commission as a corporation in the United States, and the U.S. government owns Australia, which they do. And we're going to go in and we're going to clean house. And all that I'm saying is that they've done it many, many times in the last 50 years. And I believe that they have, as we speak, a plan to do it in Venezuela. That they have a plan to do something similar to this. Just from what I've been picking up in bits and pieces off the mainstream media, that's all. And that they need to do this in Australia or they're going to lose one of their five eyes. And if they lose that eye, if they lose those military bases in Central Australia and Western Australia, then they're going to be seriously crippled in the future in any efforts that they might want to make. So all I'm saying is that the intelligence community needs to begin operating in a bit of self-interest, and they need to literally open their eyes and see what's going on. Look at who is around them, discern that they are surrounded, and begin to act in a little bit of self-interest. Because if they don't, the yachts, the fast cars, the fast woman are not just going to go away.
Wait, hold on to that thought. We'll be right back after the bottom of the hour break, folks.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Republican U.S. Senator Rand Paul is criticizing current stimulus spending during the coronavirus pandemic.
The $3 trillion that we've already passed out is imaginary money. It's being borrowed basically from China. So the irony is we got the virus from China, and now we're going to be more dependent by borrowing more money from China.
The Kentucky senator making his comments on Fox News, saying the economic calamity will only continue if people are forced to stay home. Paul's the only known senator to test positive for COVID-19. He says he can't get the virus again, and he can't give it to anybody, so he's refusing to wear a mask. April saw the worst job losses in the history of the just-released ADP private payrolls report. 20.2 million jobs lost last month because of the pandemic. The government's jobs report comes out on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Reports are there could be a new battle in the war on coronavirus just as the country is slowly beginning to reopen. Researchers say the virus appears to have mutated and looks to be even more contagious than it was. A team at the Los Alamos National Laboratory saying they saw the new strain starting to spread in Europe in early February before taking over the globe by the end of March. The Tyson Meat Company is reopening its largest U.S. pork plant tomorrow. The company says it will resume limited production at the facility in Waterloo, Iowa. Tyson Foods had indefinitely suspended operations at the plant last month so as to contain the outbreak of COVID-19. All workers are being tested for the virus. Those who test positive, of course, will not be working at the plant. In Arkansas, they're going to let live music resume despite the continuing pandemic. The first show will be at Temple Live in Fort Smith on May 15th, which is just over a week away, featuring country rock singer Travis McCready performing an intimate acoustic set, according to officials. Fans will have to wear masks, have their temperatures taken at the door, and they'll have to sit at least 6 feet apart, as social distancing will continue. Remember, you can find us without having, you don't even have to social distance. It's all done online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today,
I've
got your.
Take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Rich Sheeben sitting in for Vincent Fennelly. Our guest is Gwyneth Isaacs, live from Australia. And it's amazing, Gwyneth, how fast time goes. It's just, wow, we're less than a half an hour from the show. It's unbelievable. And I got to say, you know, every time I come up with a thought, a commercial comes up, and that's the way it goes. But I do not disagree with you at all regarding the intelligence synergy of the five eyes and losing one of the eyes and Trump doing an executive order to do what you suggest. I'm just saying, and maybe it's a little devil's advocate, but I'm just saying that Trump inherited an unsustainable, illegitimate, no rule of law, bought and paid for system surrounded by traitors and cowards. And, you know, just like this coronavirus thing, why, you know, they mention all the time the word humanity, Kenneth, but why don't they make it illegal to have patents on these viruses and weather manipulation tools, et cetera? Because when you have a patent on a virus, you basically have a patent on a vaccine because they go hand in hand. And if this is not in writing anywhere, but our third leading cause of death in America is medical malpractice. And when you look at universities and having patents on things like viruses, basically it's paid for the R&D by the taxpayers. I mean, they can literally create a constant forever pandemic under the guise of mutations, and this is ripe for a totalitarian takeover. So there's so many things that cause, you know, they create the problem, and then they say, oh, by the way, you pay me for this, and I'm going to create the solution. And that's exactly what's happening in America today. Your comments, Gwyneth.
Yeah. Well, like I said, even the individual members of the intelligence community, if you can't get a hold of firearms, there's something wrong with you, and maybe you shouldn't be a spy. you need to just even defend yourself. You need to, I'm talking about the individual members of the intelligence community who are living in Australia, okay? You need to open your eyes, and you need to look who owns the real estate around your military base that you work at. You know, you probably live in some little, or, you know, some town out in the middle of the, you know, or maybe not out in the middle of the outback, maybe quite close to the ocean, maybe in a nice apartment, and then you drive like half an hour out of town, and then you go to your military base to work. You need to take notice who owns the real estate around your military base. You know, what are their surnames? What nationality has the surname? You need to start acting in your own self-interest. And if you don't, then you might go to work one day. Okay, I don't wish any harm against anyone. I'm just wargaming here, saying that there is a nation that has said that they want to take us over, that is doing all these things to actually take us over, and you need to think that, you know, maybe your boss isn't looking after you the way he ought to. Maybe you'll have to look after yourself, you know. If your base is attacked, maybe you'll have to look after your colleagues. If your base is attacked by this other nation that has bought the real estate all around your base, I don't know if they have or not. I'm just wargaming. But I'm wargaming. You know that movie Patton? It's that, George C. Scott. You know the movie Patton by George C. Scott. I don't know if this is actually a Patton quote, but in the movie he says, "Rommel, you magnificent bee, I've read your D book." Okay? He's facing Field Marshal Rommel. General Patton is facing Field Marshal Rommel at the Battle of Catherine Pass, one of the great tank battles of World War II, okay? And General Patton says, "Rommel, you magnificent bee, I've read your D book." Fill in the gaps. Well, go and look it up on the internet, on YouTube. I'm sure you'll find the exact clip. And I think I'll post it in the morning. Well, I've read their book. I've read the same book that every Chinese soldier is required to read as a part of their military training, which is The Art of War by Sun Tzu. It's readily available. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it in your local bookstore. You can get it in Barnes & Noble. You can get it anywhere. It's just like water out there. It's just, you know, and just about every great general in the whole of history read The Art of War by Sun Tzu. It's that good. Go and read it. I'm just saying, if I was a Chinese military commander, this is what I would do, which I'm not. I'm not a Chinese military commander. I'm some lady who lives out in the middle of a forest on a small piece of land and tries to mind my own business. But when I see an enemy army invading my country, I can't just stand by and you know, twiddle my thumbs and pick my lip and say, oh, yeah, I hope they leave me alone. They're more likely to leave me alone if I'm shouting from the ramparts because I'm proving that I'm not a traitor. Okay? And if they do come in and take over by force of arms, well, I guess I'll have no choice but to, just try and live my life as best I can to not exactly submit to them, but to just keep living my life. Does that make sense?
It absolutely does, and all we can do is try to wake up the masses, and that's why I do this show. You know, I try to show how we're being distracted, dumbed down, divided by groups. I try to show how the elite has been getting free lunch with wealth distribution from the bottom 93% to the top few percent, and maybe I should start saying the top 90% or the bottom 90%, pardon me, because more people have to be bribed and blackmailed and blacklisted today so the elite can get more votes. And that's why they use so many divide and conquer strategies and dividing us by gender or skin pigmentation or whatever they choose to do. But I think the two articles I mentioned today with Germany considering coronavirus cards to allow immune citizens freedom of travel and the Ferrari example showing that sales are going through the roof basically shows that the people at the top, and that is especially top law enforcement and our intelligence agencies, are bought and paid for. I mean, how can Jeffrey Epstein, our number one witness for pedophilia in the world, get killed in prison in a cell, and the guards were asleep, and the video cameras all of a sudden didn't work? You know, the whole system is corrupt. It is non-sustainable and illegitimate, especially under the rule of law. America has no rule of law. We basically have, if you're willing to be sold or bought and paid for, if you're going by the highest bidder, then that's all that matters. And that's the problem with America today. There's such a wide wealth redistribution situation, Gwyneth, that you have people who have influence at the top under the label of so-called official authority, which really is an oxymoron today because they're all bought and paid for. And they're making the decisions for us under tyrannical, totalitarian control. And this is why we bring out hypocrisies and double standards on this show on a very regular basis. And I know Vince does, and I know the audience does, and I do appreciate your courage, your guts, your bravery, and that's why you're on the show. And we definitely appreciate all your reading and research that you do, Gwyneth, because to even be coherent at, I don't know, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, whatever it is over there, that's pretty impressive. Tell the American audience what time it is approximately in your neck of the woods, Gwyneth.
Okay, just hang on a moment. Just hang on.
And just so you know, folks, Gwyneth lives off-grid, and she's doing most of this in the dark.
Actually, I've got a new light just today.
Awesome!
Just for the last half of the broadcast, I'd like to discuss the supply chain.
Absolutely. And I, I'm sorry, I didn't catch what time it was there, Gwen.
Yesterday. I went grocery shopping yesterday. Okay, which was our Wednesday. Okay, we've already had Wednesday. It's now Thursday here because of the time zones. But I went to a particular grocery store that I don't normally go to because my friend who was helping me out with transport needed to go to this particular grocery store. And it's not the one I normally go to. And I believe that you have this particular grocery store in the U.S., and it's called Aldi, A-L-B-I, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed it's been a little while since I've been to this particular grocery store, and I noticed some differences, which I would like to discuss. And that was the other topic that I was going to discuss with Vincent today. It's just kind of the whole Five Eyes thing took over the broadcast, and it was right that it should take over the broadcast because it's so important. I mean, we're talking about our country, for crying out loud. But I will discuss Aldi, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Aldi in Australia, how it operates, they have two aisles on one side of the store, and they are groceries. They're like homeware-type groceries, like laundry detergents and baby nappies, which is what we call diapers, baby wipes, toilet paper, that sort of thing, you know, brooms and brushes and all that. They have a couple of aisles over there, which is for that. Then they have a couple of aisles on the other side for food, okay? That is for meat, for vegetables, for starch staple-type foods like breakfast cereals and rice and flour and all the rest of it. And then in the middle of the store, which would be around about half the floor space of the store, they have just junk. It's not exactly junk. It's necessary junk, okay? It's things like tents and blankets. It's things like I don't know. Well, today I bought two pairs of jeans, and I bought a UV insect bugging lamp that plugs into the USB slot, which is working very well. And it's also got an actual LED lamp as well in it, which I'm
very happy. Hold on to that thought, please. We will be back right after the break, folks.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow,
But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back, folks. This is our last segment. I'm with Gwyneth Isaacs. And one last comment I want to make is that we need to get rid of all the gatekeepers of the Internet, or we're going to lose all freedoms, liberty, any chance of justice. And high tech is going to continue to suppress, censor, surveil, whether it be facial recognition, eliminate merit, solidify caste systems and status quos while tweaking algorithms and manipulating votes online to the mainstream media or electronic voting machines. It doesn't matter. The unit of measures, calculations, economic numbers, every corporation, every book will be cooked. And until we stand for each other and say it like it is, and get rid of all this corruption and manipulation, things will never change. And, Gwyneth, I want to thank you for your courage, your common sense, your logic. And I didn't get one question I have. I did not hear it. And what time is it? Since you're speaking live in Australia, I did not get what time it is by you, please.
Okay. It's just after 1:45 in the morning.
Wow. You see that, folks? Now, that is a patriot. That is somebody who's putting the country, the Western world, freedom, and liberty first. Gwyneth, thank you. Gwyneth, you are going to have the last word. I'm saying thank you right now. You please finish up this segment, and it was great broadcasting with you today. Please continue.
Okay. What I would like to say in closing, there's only one way that we can defeat this beast, okay? And that is that there is written in the Bible, okay? Everybody needs to fall on their knees before the Lord Jesus Christ and pray and cry out to God, turn their lives over to Jesus Christ if you haven't done so already, and you need to say, I repent of my sins. And every one of us, including me, is guilty in the Western world of not speaking out enough. Maybe I have spoken out more than most, but I think I have repented of my sin of not speaking out. okay? But I was a coward in the past with regards to speaking out. I've gotten over that. It's a really hard thing to do, but it's in the Bible. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive all their sins and will heal their land. That's written in the Holy Bible, and that is the scripture that I'm getting for now, okay, for today, and for that is really important. And especially we need to cry out to God to shut down the abortion clinics. We don't need that human sacrifice anymore. We never needed it in the first place. But I believe that that is why we are now being judged, because we did not stand up for all those millions and millions of little babies that have been slaughtered in the last 50 years since Roe v. Wade, you know. And the plaintiff in Roe v. Wade has since become a Christian and has repented of her sins and is very, very sorry now for ever even bringing that lawsuit. I don't know if you knew that or not, Rich, but it's actually true. And that is, it's a marvelous story that God accepted her. God forgave her for what she did. If anyone out there has had an abortion, you need to know that God loves you and God would love to forgive you, but you need to repent. And your baby is in heaven and it is being raised by Mother Mary in heaven. And when Archie was alive, he had a car accident and he died for 9 minutes. He went up to heaven and he saw that Mother Mary was looking after all the babies, all the miscarried babies and all the aborted babies and all the stillborn babies and all the babies that had died when they were really little. And Mother Mary looks after them all. Your baby is waiting for you in heaven. All that you need to do is fall on your knees to God, have a good cry, give your life to Jesus Christ, and you'll see your baby one day. Your baby forgives you. Your baby loves you. And God wants to forgive you. God loves you. But you need to repent of your sins and you need to turn your life over to him. And that is perhaps the most important thing that I could say in this whole broadcast, Rich. I would urge everybody to do that right now and to cry out to God for mercy. And then maybe we can change the course of this thing.
Well, very well said, Gwyneth, and we're out of time. Your timing was perfect, and thank you again for being here at 2 o'clock in the morning your time, Gwyneth. We really appreciate you. Thank you. Everybody have a great day.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.